Welcome back. Radical Russ here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. And we're joined here at the desk by Hector Santa Cruz with THCjobs.com and Emerald Opportunities. Hector, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Russ.
Glad to have you here. So many great people we're meeting here in Phoenix at the Southwest Cannabis Conference, and I'm told you are the guy when it comes to the industry and employment. Tell us about THCjobs.com.
Sure. THC Jobs is a job board, but it's specific to the cannabis industry. So similar to Monster.com or Career Builder, we're here to help people find jobs. But more importantly, we're here to help high-level cannabis businesses find high-level cannabis employees.
So is there drug testing, and is it multiple choice?
I would say that is up to each individual employer as far as drug testing goes. Of course, if you're working in a collective or a dispensary for those recreational or adult use states, you should be a cannabis enthusiast or user so that you're able to pass along that experience to any patients or recreational users that come in and have questions. But drug testing, it's up to each individual employer.
So when people see THC Jobs, there might be some out there that go, oh, you know, I don't want to be a bud tender, I don't want to be a trimmer, grower, or anything like that. What's in there for me? Tell them about some of the jobs they might not think of as being associated with the cannabis industry.
Well, there's so many ancillary cannabis businesses that are starting every single day that need employees. They need high-level employees. Employment is the number one issue across all industries. But in our industry, it's extra special. But what I would say to them is I have a job posted on our site for a graphic designer. Has nothing to do with cannabis. You won't see it, you won't touch it, you won't smell it. You'll just be doing artwork for different brands. We have chocolatiers, we have salespeople, brand ambassadors, extraction artists. Anything that you can really think of that this business needs or any business needs, there are jobs for you. A lot of times people ask me, well, I don't use cannabis, or I'm afraid to, or I'm located in a state that doesn't have cannabis medically or for adult use. How can I use your site? There's a lot of freelance jobs that are on there. In the digital age and the age of the cloud and Skype and everything else, people can work remotely and still be involved in this industry. So it's a very exciting time for us.
Excellent. Now, what is Emerald Opportunities?
So Emerald Opportunities is our sister company. Emerald Opportunities is full service staffing solutions for the cannabis industry.
So like temps.
So like temps, but also so like general managers and master cultivators and full-time employees. Basically, any need that you need from part-time temp work all the way up to full-time headhunting recruiting, Emerald Opportunities is there to help your business thrive.
Excellent news. All right, so can they find that through THC Jobs?
Absolutely, they can. Or you can go to emeraldopportunities.com directly. But they work hand-in-hand, but also by themselves.
Okay. What got you into doing this? I mean, what's your background on this?
So I was tapped on the shoulder by a friend in Los Angeles, where we are based and where I'm from, asking if I would be interested in working in their collective. And from that point on, I started out working on the floor and worked my way through the entire collective and learned the operations from front to back, side to side. By the time, right before we started Emerald Opportunities, I was doing all of the hiring for the collective and noticed that there's a real employment issue in our industry because of the status of cannabis and the schedule of cannabis in America. And so I go, if I'm having this problem, if we're having this problem, then there must be other people having this problem. So let me try and fill this hole. Whenever there are gaps, which you see a lot of these gaps in the cannabis industry that are constantly being filled by new businesses, a lot of exhibitors that are here with us today, those businesses didn't exist 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Some of them didn't even exist 1 year ago, but here they are and they're thriving and they're creating jobs for people. And it, jobs are always the number one issue in every political race, in every state, in every county, everywhere.
Now, coming to this from the person looking for a job, that angle, it seems to me like one of the things I see happening in this new emerging cannabis industry is something, a phenomenon I like to call suits versus heads. And it's the idea that there's a lot of suits out there that see the money, but yep. they don't know a lot about cannabis.
Absolutely.
And then there's a lot of heads that have loved cannabis for years, but don't know a whole lot about business. So
yes.
for the people that are looking to apply, especially if they're coming out of the underground cannabis world, what tips do they need to know to get a job in the new legal cannabis world?
I would say to... that's a tough one because there are so many different positions that people were working
sure.
behind the curtain, as I like to call it. And I would say be as professional as possible. Everyone wants a solid employee. Everyone wants a knowledgeable employee. Everyone wants an employee that they can rely on so that their business is taken care of. To do it legally, if say, for instance, you are a cultivator, then you should have some sort of cultivation license. You should have a portfolio on the types of strains that you grow, what your yields are, what medium you grow within, so that some of these bigger corporations, or the suits as you like to call them, who have massive grows, they're not going to put you in charge of one of their 100 light warehouses or more unless they know that you're going to be able to produce a harvest, because that is the livelihood of their business.
Yeah, absolutely right. So Hector Santa Cruz, he's here with THCjobs.com and Emerald Opportunities. Give people any more contact they need other than the website. Is there Facebook and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. We have a Facebook page. We have a couple Instagram accounts, because Instagram Instagram decides when they want to get rid of people,
sure.
even though we are not selling anything. We're just providing a service to the industry. So you can find us at THCjobs_420 and also Team THC Jobs and Emerald Ops on Instagram, Facebook pages. Like us, tweet us, follow us, all that great stuff.
It's such hypocrisy from Instagram. They've got Graham right in their name.
I know. Many grams.
Hector Santa Cruz, THCjobs.com. Thanks for being here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo, and for joining us here on CannabisRadio.com.
Thank you very much, Russ. I appreciate it.
All right. All our interviews will be archived on SoundCloud. So if you'd like to get a copy of this to share, pass around, embed on your website, it'll be right there for you, soundcloud.com/radicalruss.
Wonderful.
All right, back to the music here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo.